This is Brother Matter, and I come to you in the holy, precious name of Jesus. And when we were finishing up on the last broadcast, I was talking to you about your calling and how Paul was admonishing them there in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, to walk worthy of the calling or walk worthy of the vocation to which you are called. And, you know, it's been about a year or so back that the Lord had me to begin to tell people, make your calling and your election sure. Know what you're called for. Know the calling God's put in your life, and do everything you can in prayer and seeking God to get that gift and calling established, because it tells us in the Word, the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. When God puts something in your life and He gifts you to do something for His kingdom and to be a vessel that He can use and to start revealing Himself in you so you can go forth the way you need to go forth, that's a high honor and that's a big responsibility. But you know, God is working different now as we go into this new dispensation and this new thing. I come up, like I said, 48 years ago, I come to the Lord. I immediately started seeking God. I immediately, wasn't about 3 or 4 months after I turned to the Lord that I started, I was always witnessing, always expounding the Word, always talking to the Lord, and then I began to, you know, preach on the street. I tried to get open doors in churches, but, you know, when you're not known and you're young in the Lord, some people let you come, most will shut you down and tell you they don't know you, don't know anything about you, and so a lot of home prayer meetings, a lot of preaching on the street, witnesses and preaching in jails and trying to, you know, just, I had such a fire burning in me. I wanted to do something for God. And these people that say they're called of God and they never put their hand forth or never put their hand to the plow to try to develop their calling and try to make their calling an election, sure, I just don't understand, because from day one, I've had something burning in me that I had to seek the Lord and I had to try and relate what God had put in my life and how He had changed my life and was bringing me forward. I had to tell somebody about it. I wanted to impact others' lives the way it did me. So, you know, as Paul gets to talking here about walk in integrity, walk in decency, walk worthy of the vocation. In other words, have a testimony that witnesses that God is with you, witness that Christ has done something in you and there is something being formed in you that is changing you from who you were, what you were, and people can see a difference in your life. You know, when I first come to the Lord, I came out of a life of sin, and I had friends. I never was one to, never went out and got drunk, never took drugs. I just liked to be around people. You know, there was a party, I'd like to go have a good time, and I always wanted to be around people, meet new people, strike up new relationships, and so I was always, you know, wanting to be around people and get into relationships and groups with different people and new people and experience new things in life, so to say. So when the Lord changed me, and I mean He changed me and put me in a spirit of prayer and study of the Word, and I got back around friends that I hadn't seen, you know, in several weeks or months, and I couldn't be talking to you very long till I was going to start talking to you about the Lord. And some of them were taken back at how I would talk about the Lord, and they would tell me, something has changed in you. They could tell by my conversation, by my behavior, by my drawing back, you know, from the things that I had done in past with them and I wouldn't do again, because that desire, it was gone. There was no desire I wanted to please the Lord. I wanted to serve the Lord. I wanted to tell somebody about Jesus. So it's time to find out what your calling is. It's time to seek the Lord and make your calling and election sure. And once you know what your calling is, abide there. The Bible teaches us to abide in our calling. Every one of you's got an idea of what your calling is, how God's placed His hand on your life, and what you need to be doing to possess your calling, possess the gifts that God has put in your life. Prophesying every now and then in the church is not a calling. There may be a gift there. It may be the calling of a prophetic anointing, but I've tried to tell people that just because you have a gift of prophecy doesn't make you a prophet. God's not always going to use you in that gift, and there is a prophetic anointing that is not the gift of prophecy, but it is the spirit of prophecy, and it's different than the gift of prophecy. People need to get in their Bibles. They need to find out what these things are. They need to learn by the leadership of the Holy Ghost. If you are not understanding what I'm saying, you want further information, you want further teaching, go to our website, worldrevivals.org, and go to our teaching. Go to our YouTube channel. Everything is on that website at World, worldrevivals.org, and it will take you to our website. It will take you to the YouTube channel. It will take you to different things there on the website. You can watch services. You can listen to prophecies. You can watch videos. You can listen to audio services. Invest in your calling by getting the word and the anointing inside of you. There's an email address there that you can email me questions about what you don't understand, if I preach something. And if this word is being a blessing to you, support it. There's a donate button, should be there. There's a way to contribute by Cash App, PayPal, send a money order. Because we're expanding, we're reaching out, and we're doing more and more things every week that comes along. So get behind this word. If it's helping you, support it so it can help others. May God bless you is my prayer.